News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week Interview Podcast. The week ending February 8, 2018. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Mike Alarney. Well, the new owners of the Orchards Mall in Benton Township getting off to a good start in the view of Berrien County Treasurer Brett Witkowski says the mall's owners have paid the back taxes for 2016. Says representative of Durga Property Holdings submitted a check for over $220,000 on Tuesday.
To their credit, they've paid up all the 2016 taxes. Now they're still working on 17th and 18th. And so for the community, it's not a last second deal. Are they going or not going?
Witkowski says the mall now avoids foreclosure for 2016, a good 2 months before the bill was due. About $221,000 is still owed for the last 2 years. Witkowski says the fact that the taxes for 2016 have been paid, though, good news for all of the tenants of the mall.
It makes them probably should feel a little bit more at ease out there, not having to worry about whether or not the mall is going to stay open or not from a tax standpoint.
Witkowski says he's willing to set up a payment plan now for the mall. Now the owners have shown some good faith in paying the older back taxes. Says he thinks it's a start for the new ownership to improve the image of the shopping center. Meanwhile, we're told they're still about $11,000 behind on water and sewer bills to Benton Township. Benton Harbor City Commissioners are now talking about how to spend the money being generated by the city's new income tax. Monday night, the commission heard from Avonmarsh President Chris Cook. He gave a presentation on the first proposal for street repairs to be paid for with the funds. Using an estimate of $1 million a year, Cook said about half would be for major streets and half for neighborhoods. Major streets getting some ceiling in 2019.
Empire, Highland, McCord, Broadway from Clay to Empire, Pipestone from Empire to the city limits, and then 9th Street, Riverview Drive, and the westernmost part of Main Street.
Those are just the major streets. Cook read off several neighborhood streets as well. Some commissioners and some residents on hand felt the proposal focused too much on the main roads, particularly near downtown. Mayor Marcus Muhammad, though, said the city commission has the final say and now needs to start planning.
Once we collect all the money, then we know what we have to spend and where we can spend it.
Muhammad also cautioned the income tax money being generated for streets is still a small fraction of what's actually needed. The proposal looks at 2019 through 2020. Cook said an efficient way to spend is to maintain streets currently in decent shape rather than waiting until they need to be rebuilt. He also said seeking bonds in anticipation of tax revenues is an option. With 72% of local streets in poor shape, commissioners will have a lot to talk about in the coming months. Can Congress avoid a second partial federal government shutdown in 3 months? We asked that of Congressman Fred Upton. He's trying to remain hopeful. The St. Joe Republican notes, however, that the conference committee trying to avoid the shutdown now has less than a week to get to a deal.
We've really got to see some progress this week, because if they're going to get an agreement, they're going to have to finish this week so that we can actually debate it and vote on it next week before the deadline.
The president has thus far been unwilling to back down from wanting nearly $6 billion to put up a physical barrier on the border with Mexico, while Democrats in the House digging in their heels and saying that's not going to happen. Benton Harbor residents being advised to pick up a water filter available now to reduce the risk of lead in their drinking water. City discovered elevated levels of lead in some homes late last year, and it's thought to be due to old connections from the street to the houses. Berrien County Health Department's Nikki Britton says the department is now giving those filters out for free to everybody in the city. The city is also working with the state to address the issue in other ways.
There are some things at the water treatment plant that are also underway that will add some additives to the water to form a scale coating around the pipes of the system.
The city plans to use grant money to replace those old connections that are causing the problem. We have a list of all the water filter pickup locations at WSJM.com. You can also pick up a filter at the health department. They recommend everybody flush the water lines for at least 5 minutes whenever the water hasn't been used for at least 6 hours. Bublé or Bubbly? The Super Bowl ad featuring singer Michael Bublé trying to change the name of Bublé was tops this year, according to a Michigan advertising professor. That's Michigan State University's Bob Colt, who held his 22nd annual party for the Super Bowl simply to rate the ads.
We like the beer, guys. There were some good beer ads, including Bud Light, but we like the Stella Artois ad. There were some Michelob Ultra ads that were okay, but really for creativity and branding, that sparkling water ad is going to be memorable long after the game.
Colt says the biggest stinkers for ads for the Super Bowl were Burger King, followed by one for a scary movie, in addition with Turkish Air ad that he says crashed early. The spirit of bipartisanship in Lansing that had been there following the election of Governor Whitmer and Republicans holding control of the House and Senate wavering a bit. This following a party line vote by the state House to overturn her executive order revamping the Department of Environmental Quality. House Speaker Lee Chatfield says the big concern for Republicans is the elimination of three DEQ commissions that were set up last year.
These commissions require necessary public input from the people that we serve. This requires necessary public oversight from the people that we serve.
Governor shot back, saying public drinking water is more important than any special interest groups.
This EO is about getting it right. The people of Michigan have lost confidence in our government.
Whitmer adds the commissions have only met twice. She says they aren't essential. She's asked Attorney General Dana Nessel for a ruling on their necessity and legality. The Senate is still in discussions with the Whitmer administration. They're not likely to act anytime soon. The state has enough money for road improvements. That, according to State Representative Barry Whiteford of the South Haven area, she says lawmakers have put nearly $500 million into roads in the past year. There's another $100 million from the internet sales tax that'll go to that work, which she feels is enough to avoid a hike in gas taxes.
It takes time to raise the taxes that have already been, or the taxes and the fees, and bring that money to actually digging the roads and laying the pavement. But that's a process.
She doesn't like the idea from a bipartisan group of former legislative leaders to hike the gas taxes every year through 2028.
I will give a pushback to that if the thought is going back to raising taxes, because how many times are we going to raise taxes? We have to stop going back to just raising taxes. We need to use the money that we have.
But the money that we have isn't enough. The former Snyder administration even says that the state needs $1.5 billion a year on top of what's already being spent to get the roads to where they need to be. Former Michigan State University President Luana Simon facing a judge in mid-Michigan for a preliminary hearing on charges that she lied to police about what she knew and when she knew it about former sports doctor Larry Nassar. Assistant State Attorney General Scott Teeter claimed Tuesday that Simon lied to police in 2014 about whether she knew that Nassar was the subject of a Title IX investigation.
She lied to the media. She lied to the victims. She lied to Congress.
Simon's attorney, Lee Silver, says prosecutors are trying to put MSU on trial.
It will be very difficult to get a fair trial, Your Honor, if this is a trial about putting Michigan State on trial.
Nassar serving decades in federal prison for child pornography. If he survives that sentence, he faces decades more behind bars in Michigan for sexually assaulting MSU athletes and others. Simon is due back in court in April. And the rise in big box pharmacies around Southwest Michigan, with the likes of Walgreens, CVS, grocery stores like Meijer and Martin's getting into the fray, resulting in the closure of a longtime family-owned operation. Gillespie's Pharmacy on the south side of St. Joseph closed for the final time Monday after 114 years in business. Their first store was in downtown St. Joe, opened in 1905, founded by Frank Gillespie. His son, Richard, opened what came to be the second and final location on Washington Avenue in 1960. His daughters, Amy Gillespie and Kelly Karsten, took over ownership in 1993 when he retired. They say they did all they could over the past few years to keep going and to keep everything viable. That's the week that was for February 8th, 2019. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Mike Alarney.